Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life. Under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. CJ, one of my dive students from days gone by, is in the studio with us as well. And then a dive student-to-be, Captain Patrick from the World of Boating, is with me today as well. We've been going over his knowledge review for his Panty Open Water Diver course. He is well on his way, doing quite well, despite all the ball busting that has taken place in Hour 1.
Am I over the hump?
Maybe. We'll see. It's just going to be a challenge. But the bigger challenge it is, the more rewarding it will feel like once you, pass the final hump. You know, there could be a few bumps or humps.
And you can get that awesome DMV-looking picture taken.
Yes.
On your card.
Exactly.
Mine looks like a serial killer.
Yeah. So maybe we'll let you take his picture for him.
I got to show you this. Nobody can see it on the radio.
We'll use one of those apps.
Show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Makes him look like a zombie, and then we'll turn it in for his C card picture. Anyway, wow, man, you do look like a serial killer. What is up with
you
that?
You look like, what's his name from The Shield?
From The
Michael
Shield?
Michael Chiklis.
Yes.
I look like the guy on Pawn Stars.
You do?
See, now that,
really?
There's my Twick card.
Wow.
Chumley?
No, his dad or somebody.
Okay.
Was it Rick?
Anyway.
That one?
That's pretty good.
See, that the government knows where I am at all times with that little gold foil stamp.
That's not good.
It's true.
No.
It's got all my biometric data on it.
Bob Evans from Forest Fins is on the line, so let's go to him, and maybe he'll pick things up. He always is a breath of fresh air here.
Tell me about it. That breathing part you just had on before I jumped on the radio, it sounded like someone was on a bong or something. All that bubbling sound, you know?
Yes. It's kind of like
Has anyone ever brought that up before?
Which sound are you talking about exactly?
Sound like someone was on a bong or something.
How do you think we made that open?
Hey, we're on location doing our thing. Yeah.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Oh, I forgot about that. Where did you guys bring in your green beer?
Look, my name is Patrick. I'm covered for life.
Oh, okay, that's maybe. I don't know. It doesn't count. Not if you're trying to brown nose your dive instructor. You should have brought in a green beer. I forgot all about this.
Hey, you know, speaking of instruction, I forgot to tell you, I did a refresher course 2 weekends ago in the pool.
You did?
With my friend Ed Stenson. He got a couple of us together and 2 cute girls. I had to rescue one, had to do that buddy breathing thing. It was pretty cool.
God bless you.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I had my Force Fins on. I had to tow her across the pool, and I had to show her how much strength I had. And so I did it really fast, and then I went home and took a nap.
Rolled over and went to sleep kind of thing.
I went home, took a nap. She wore me out.
Interesting. Okay,
but, I wanted to show her how a good kick in my fins, and you know, when I had her around and I had to tow her, kind of tow situation and buddy breathing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So it was all good. I'm tuned up. I'm ready to go.
Excellent. Well, last time we spoke, you were starting to have some manufacturing of the Force fins to get them back online?
Oh, yeah, can you tell
how excited I am? Yeah, you sound upbeat.
We have two plants in America because I'm all USA production, you know.
Right.
So our plant out in California, we won't even get into what happened. It sums it up for California. But Pennsylvania, good old American company, 30-year-old business, they make all my fly fishing float tube fins. So I've been doing business with them for 7 years. We sent them our Force fin production molds. They sent me some parts. They're going to be up and rolling. Our company saved. I and Suzanne and I own Force fin 100%. We bought out our shareholders.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to rock. We're going to get that back up to $1.5 million in sales.
Sweet.
And SEAL Team 10, who I'd never heard of, just ordered like 50 pairs for their unit. So we're stoked. It's going to happen. We said Force fin's like balsa wood, you know? The Titanic went down, but every time I think Force fin's kind of not going to make it because we don't have anything to sell, it springs back up again. It's a balsa wood company.
Okay. Well, they're not made out of balsa wood.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm in the balsa wood business.
Yeah. But that's good.
No, it's
that's
all
excellent.
Good, you know. And like, you know, Greg, Bill, I mean, we have the foot free thing, you know, which not there isn't a fin in the world other than ours that's not hanging off the end of your foot. And so, you know, people always say, wow, I don't feel anything. It's like, yeah, isn't that nice? It's off your foot. Now feel what it's like to be in the ocean, like you learning to fly, you know. Same sensation. Do you need to be grounded when you're flying around in a plane? If you're grounded, you're on the ground, you know
yeah.
what I mean? If you're up in the air, you're free, you're flying. That's what our fin is, and we're going to change the entire... We've always been there for 30 years, but now we're just going to blow them away. No advertising in magazines. I've been there and done that scene,
right.
you know?
Right.
It's all about who can pay the most money, and what we're going to do is put out the best product. So any Scuba Radio listeners that are Force Fin fans, I've got really cool caps. I got some with our gold logo, so... If anyone calls in, I'll send you a cap. We'll take two listeners, okay? How's
All right.
that sound?
That sounds great. 888-88-SCUBA. Call in right now. We'll hook you up with an official Force fin. This is like a limited edition type thing, too. Like an old-style logo or something?
I'm doing all sorts of stuff for Scuba Radio because it's my favorite show, and you're one of my best friends. And I'm looking forward to going flying with you.
Yeah,
imagine having me sitting next to you.
I can, actually. That would be fun. We could bring some Force fins.
Have the flying Force.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, how much rum have you been drinking, Greg?
Yeah, well, no rum. It's green beer today, St. Patrick's Day. That's what we should be doing. But, that's great to hear, though, Bob, that the Force fins are back in production. You can get them at forcefin.com. We always appreciate the giveaways. But, you know, we got to go diving. So you did a refresher course. To get ready for your next big dive adventure? Is that the deal or what?
Yeah, you know, and Ed said to me, he says, Bob, how many dives have you logged? And it's like, well, a few, you know. Over the years, I started in 66, but I got to tell everybody out there just listening in, the millions of listeners right now, that no matter how much you've been diving, when you've been out of the water for a while, it's not that bad to go in your dive shop, get to some instructor, more than glad to help you run through the paces, because it's like flying, Greg. It's the same type of thing. We got to stay in tune. And for me to come and join you and that Turks and Caicos trip sounds like I can have, I got tons of money. I just now have got to find the time. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well,
I
you
had
know.
The time before and no money. Now it's switched. So
okay.
it's, everything
right.
is really good, and I support. I thank everybody out there that kept us going in the hopes that we wouldn't close the doors.
Yeah. Well, you know, and obviously we were part of that as well. We didn't want to see Force fins go away. Too many people love them. They're a very passionate product. If you are a Force fin user.
Supplied. The most important thing was our SEAL team, when we couldn't fill their order after 23 years. Those are the guys that maintain our company here, all the special forces throughout the world. People go, I don't see your fins that many places. It's like, yeah. Well, if you see the guys wearing our fins, you ain't going to be around very long. It's a bad sign, you know.
That's a bad sign.
You're going to have a red dot on your forehead.
Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah. Yeah, they fly up next to you. It's kind of like being overtaken by the Air Force when you're up in an airplane. You see them wearing Force fins. It could be Dick Marchenko.
Good old Richard.
Super diver. Yes. And, as a matter of fact, Patrick, we do have your doll on the way. Or action figure.
Yeah, we need your doll, Patrick.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. By the way, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Yeah.
About these
hats.
Yeah, I know two guys in the studio that need hats. Three guys in the studio that need hats.
We got you covered. We got you covered.
Greg, literally.
Tell me what you need. I'm going to be able to do more stuff than ever for Scuba Radio, and you're my best friend. You too, Bill.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't really know you, Bill. That's why.
I'm going to look forward to some of that rum.
Yeah.
And then we'll go. Then you can go take me for a flight.
He's not even trained to become a pilot, so I would pay for that.
No, he's talking
to you.
Oh, me?
He wants some of the rum.
UFO craft, and we'll fly along.
There you go,
Greg.
Yes, now we're talking. I mean, when I first met Bob Evans, we're on the top of a liveaboard boat, and I literally looks up in the sky, points to that star off to the left, and he goes, "See that star right there?" I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "That's where I'm from."
And that's my home.
That's
home,
right.
Home.
Didn't crack a smile.
They only stuck me down here to go scuba diving and have a good time. This is a watery planet. We need to get wet.
Yes, and he's well on his way to doing just that. He's been doing a great job for many, many years. Forspins.com. Bob Evans, thank you as always. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio.
Dude, an ancient sunken city.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha, oh yeah. Into Inagua, make that thing to Long Island. All around the Grand Bahama and Walker's Key. So come go with me, come on, to Bimini. Everybody, let's
everybody
it.
Sing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on, CJ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Grind it, CJ, grind it. Grind it. Come on, grind it. This is a Bahamian Harlem shake. Yeah, there we go.
Everybody just go home and over here.
All right, yeah, we're Evan, wake too much fun here today on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, CJ in here as well. You know, we kind of did this Harlem Shake video a few weeks ago. It's actually on the World of Boating. And Patrick, who's finally left, we can talk about this now because I really hate him. I hate him for this. He gets a demerit. Did you see that, Bill, what he posted? The Harlem Shake video?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it shows me and Bill dancing. But he had edited, we weren't really dancing. He kind of edited it together to make it look like we were getting our groove on. And I look totally like an uncoordinated white guy.
Well, that's exactly what you are.
No. Yeah, as you know, we're filming today, and you see that when I want to get my groove on, I can shake my moneymaker. And that's what I just did. So we'll have to make that our Harlem Shake video, a Bahamian Harlem Shake video. How about that?
Or a Shamrock Shake.
Or it could be a little bit something that'll definitely offend many, many people. And that's,
that's easy. Just turn the camera on.
That's really all we have to do. We don't even have to do anything other than just turn on the recorder. Fair enough. All right, Big Wave Dave is on Scuba Radio with the Be a Diver Pool. Are you on tour this weekend, or are you off, Bill? Or Dave, where are you at?
I'm in Novi, Michigan, about 40 miles west of Detroit at the boat show, having a fantastic weekend.
Excellent. Okay, so you're at the Bovine Boat Show. No, where are you at again? Where is it?
No. It's Novi, Michigan.
Novi.
N-O-V-I. But it's the boat show. And, you know, happy St. Patrick's Day, Aaron Gobra, and all that other good stuff.
Yes. Now, did you take my advice from a couple weeks ago and dye the water in the Be a Diver pool green for St. Patrick's Day weekend?
No, I don't think I'm going to do that.
What? Come on. That'd be so much fun. That would be, it'd be a huge hit.
Hey, well, let's admit it. It'd be like diving in a quarry in the summertime.
But yes.
We'd rather have it in diving like in Bonaire, so that's why it's nice and clear.
Okay. You only wanted to give them something to aspire to with a crystal clear viz, like diving somewhere deep into the Caribbean. Fair enough. I understand. But tell you, though, people ought to be diving green water today, which would be like lake dive, right?
Clear water.
Well, I mean, no, but if you wanted to dive green water to kind of go with the whole St. Patrick's Day theme.
Drainage ditch.
That would be more of a lake type of dive, right? I mean, where's the green?
That's the lake in the middle of summer.
Middle of summer, where they got more like algae and gooey stuff. See, I don't do that type of diving, so I'm kind of asking. But is that right? It's in the summer where it gets more green in some of the quarries and things?
The water warms up, so the algae starts blooming, so visibility does go down. But, you should be that type of diver. You try to be a well-rounded pilot, a well-rounded boater. Be a well-rounded diver.
Yeah. Well, I kind of like the idea of just jumping into a pool that you dyed green. That sounds just as much fun.
Oh, okay.
You know, I cut my finger once on fire coral at depth, and that bled green.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Does that count?
Well, it could. So go down. So basically, your advice to everyone to celebrate St. Patrick's Day is to go down below 30 feet where you lose the color red.
Right.
Slit your wrist open.
No, not your wrist.
And puffs of green smoke come out.
I'm not saying do it on purpose.
Okay. Just some other appendage that you don't really use. Don't slit a vein. Just, no? Oh, no, cut the Achilles heel of your dive, buddy.
This is why we have the disclaimer at the beginning of the show.
I don't know about you guys. You're all mutilating things. But, no, we're out here having a good time.
Yeah.
Having people on a diving. That's what we want.
It is. And have you had a lot of people in the pool already today, or how are things going in that regard?
Yeah. It's been a fantastic day. As I look through the pool right now, we've got about six in there right now and the three changing. So it's been great, well accepted. You know, give you something to do in a nice, chilly, snowy day in Michigan.
Excellent. Yeah. What are you looking at me like that?
Did he say snowing?
Yeah, it's snowing outside. Oh. They're inside the convention center for the boat show, and he has a 40 by 20 foot pool set up.
Oh, man, that's 4 feet
deep.
I'm wearing flip flops.
And better yet, 88 degree water. But no, people are very interested in scuba classes, doing dive trips. So it's been a fantastic show, and we still got another day to go.
Excellent. So, and you can go to beadiver.com, find out where Dave's going to be not only this weekend, but from here on out, which. You want to give us a little rundown of where you're headed next there, Dave, or what? What are you doing?
Going down south in Texas, basically between Houston and Galveston for a boat show. So we'll be out there the next week, next 4 days, with four or five great stores from South Houston.
Excellent. All right, Dave, well, enjoy your day there in Michigan. Stay inside and nice and toasty in that Be a Diver pool, and we'll check in with you again real soon, my friend.
Yep. Hey, check out beadiver.com. Check out the...
I think he was going to mention. Yeah, I think he was going to mention dive caching. Is that what you said? You cut out on us. Is that what it was, Dave? Yeah, he's already hung up. Who blames? Who could blame him? He's
not
done with
of
us.
Your nonsense.
Exactly. He's like, I'm done with you. But yeah, divecaching.com. You can go there as well and play that fun little game. They actually just upgraded. There's some new diving simulator. A program that DEMA is endorsing that has something to do with the dive caching thing. I got a press release on it yesterday through Facebook, through the DEMA folks, and I'm going to delve into this a little bit more. I don't know if it has to do with the DiveNav folks out in California. It might have something to do with them because they produce this dive computer simulation software, and it looked like that, but I think this is something different. So, there's some new developments on the technological side and dive caching, which is basically they make these GPS coordinates of little stockpiles of goodies underwater, and they hide them, and you go down and find them like a little GPS treasure hunt. That would be fun. Have you ever thought about that? I've told you about that.
Yeah, we've talked. Yeah, you mentioned that on the show.
Yeah, so we're gonna explore some of those this summer, do some dive, and maybe do a little dive cache.
Well, just in time for Easter, you could have a. Take some boiled eggs down there.
Easter egg hunt underwater.
Yes.
You know what? How many people do that? I'm trying to think. Captain Slate down in Key Largo does a Easter bunny dive. So, yeah, he's obviously doing something like that. He literally has a bunny suit. He goes down, dives underwater.
Why does that not surprise me?
Yes, it's just, he does this. He doesn't even wait for Easter. He does this like every other week, I think, just for fun. But no, he might be, planting Easter eggs for the little good little divers to find here on Easter. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so we have a couple, I mentioned the Maldives trip that we're going to do May 16th through the 23rd with Explorer Ventures. You need to book that, obviously, very quickly. Airfare right now is phenomenal through JFK if you're traveling from the States out to that part of the world through Dubai. A really, really great airfare for that part of the world.
Do you know
right
what? I don't know if I mentioned this, but they're thinking about rearranging the letters and renaming Dubai for their favorite American president, W.
Really?
Just throwing that out there.
You know, that's almost as funny as when you said it the first time.
I know. It's funnier to CJ and I.
You wouldn't understand.
I don't get it. I don't get it. But anyway, it's a really good deal. And they do have some space available. So you could join us, join me, the Scuba Cowboy, Mermaid Lizzie, I know is ecstatic, as well as Mermaid Tiffany are going to be on board. So it's going to be quite a party. And I'll be celebrating my birthday, as well as Pub will be celebrating his birthday that week as well.
You guys are born the same day?
No, say he's like a week later. So,
your brothers?
No, not brothers.
I have another question.
Yeah?
Other than this question about you and Pop.
Does the Scuba Radio Cowboy, Scuba Cowboy.
Or Scuba, he could be the
Does
scuba
he ever have
cowboy.
To fight Scuba Indians?
Yeah, actually. And he's going to be in at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey next week. And you know who's going to be fighting? We have the Scuba Cowboy, and he's going to be on the Naked Cowboys turf in New York City next week.
They're going to have to join
Except
forces.
For Beneath the Sea is not in New York City. It's in New Jersey.
Yeah, but we go into the city, which is only like a 15-minute bus ride in the evening.
You guys dive in the Hudson River?
I don't. But I have challenged the scuba cowboy to take on the naked cowboy there in Times Square and say, you know, make it a winner-take-all type of thing.
In cage wrestling?
Match. Yeah. Wrestling.
Jello wrestling.
Coleslaw wrestling. I mean, think of the fun that would be. Hey, yeah. Well, I would wager on that, wouldn't you?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Steve.
I like his flippers. Does he ever take them off?
No.
How about if he goes bowling? They don't make him wear bowling shoes? They let him wear the flippers?
Yes.
Really?
All right, you know the problem with setting up like a cage match between the naked cowboy and the scuba cowboy in New York City next week? You know what the problem is?
Yeah, the problem is they're both dudes. And we as guys don't want to see them.
It's New York. They kind of dig that. You know, it just fits right in with the typical crowd there in New York City.
Is dipping allowed?
Double dipping?
Are we talking ice cream?
Yeah. No, I was talking about chewing tobacco.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't.
Sometimes cowboy
not sure.
Like to have a chew.
Yeah, maybe.
Just a pinch between my cheeks and gums.
But you know, I tried to do this last year, but there's a problem because the naked cowboy is like he's like big business up there in New York City. They have to. They're actually licensed to work.
He's
Times
a busker.
Square.
He's a busker for Times Square.
I don't know if he's a buster or where...
He is a busker. Street performers are called buskers.
Yeah.
They have busking licenses.
Okay,
you
why
have a
you
busking
just...
license for the...
There's a Dave and Buskers down
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I know. It's
there's one in Times Square, too. You get different licenses
right.
to busk in the subway
right.
than there is to be a busker in Times Square.
You know...
It's like a crazy license.
The thing about that naked cowboy, though.
Yeah,
he ain't really
he
naked.
Really
he ain't really
small,
naked. He wears
tight
really
underwear.
Really tight, tight, tight.
I never noticed.
Really disturbing.
It is awkward.
Wouldn't you? How can you ride a horse like that?
Save you know, a horse, ride a cowboy. That's what I always say.
Okay, I didn't really need to. Need that mental image.
You know, if I had a nickel for every time Bill said that.
Anyway. Yeah, so, you know, I don't think that will be happening.
When you exit a plane.
Because it'll cost
too much. When you land in Dubai, do the stewardess stand there and go, Dubai. Dubai. Dubai.
No,
like
but
that David Spade sketch.
Now I know what I'm going to say when we leave the ticket counter. Dubai. Anyway, getting back to Beneath the Sea next weekend, since, you know, I probably won't be able to work out that match between the naked cowboy and the scuba cowboy. However, we will have some big prizes to give away to everybody who joins us at Beneath the Sea next weekend at the Meadowlands Exposition Center. We have a liveaboard trip to give away. I'm not positive, but I think you will have the option to use that liveaboard trip if you win it to join us in January for our trip in the Turks and Caicos. I think that is in the plans, but regardless, whether you join us that week or any, you'll have the choice to pick whatever week
you know
want.
You have to do to attract people. You know, they may be a little scared to come up to the Scuba Radio booth when you're in Jersey.
Why is that? Why would they be afraid?
Because, you know, you're a big celebrity and they're a little intimidated.
Yeah, okay,
they,
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure,
I'd love to meet Greg. But I'm a little freaked out.
Yeah,
a little shy.
And there's
you
that,
know you do.
That's a there's that whole virus issue. But anyway,
well, that's been cleared up, hadn't it? No, you say yeah. Him, you go, hey,
You guys wants to dive over here?
That's what I do.
You got to speak their language.
I say, hey, come over. You want to win some prizes? I got them for you. Ready? And, you know.
You know, it's a subtle difference, and it's a shame that this part's not being recorded, because honest to God.
What?
Somewhere along the line, I don't know about CJ's lineage, but I believe he is actually the love child of Rosemary from Rosemary's Baby and Don Rickles.
I think. Okay.
Wow, he nailed it.
Forget about it! Come on!
Oh, wow. Anyway.
And if that doesn't work out, the Giants!
Okay, I could do that. But we have this little board trip to give away. We're going to have a lot of extra prizes from our sponsors, like Dive Silver has given us some diver-themed jewelry to give away at Beneath the Sea next week. Reef Safe Sun Care products. We have Tiki Toss games. We're going to have the ring game going off in the lobby there this year, as well as Scuba Snobs books from our buddy Dennis is hooking us up. And Pup, the Scuba Cowboy, you know, being that he won't be taking on the Naked Cowboy, he has promised to bring his new CD, which he got right before Our World Underwater. He's going to bring a bunch of copies up to sign for folks there at Beneath the Sea,
you know,
in New Jersey.
I first heard about Pup?
Yeah.
When I was in school, they used to sing a song, Pup the Magic Dragon.
He's not a dragon.
Diving under the sea.
He's Pup the Magic Cowboy.
Right. Maybe that's what it is.
Well,
no, he's Pup,
he used to be a dragon.
The diving cowboy.
He used to be a drag queen.
That's it.
Pup the Magic Dragon.
That's got
drag
it. That's
queen.
Where it is. That's the confusion. He was a drag queen.
No.
And they sang that song to elementary school kids. Pup
the
magic
diving
drag queen.
No, I don't think
lived
that's.
Lived in Colorado. Yeah.
And then we're like, that's great.
He's
song.
Listening right now going, you son of a. He's not happy with you, CJ.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And, you, this will be the last time I'm like Jimmy the Bubble
it.
Boy on the air.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Anyway, it'll be fun.
Stop getting off track. Back to the show.
It's going to be a ball, literally.
All CJ does here is try and keep us on track.
Yeah. That's right.
We're going to be talking about diving with all our folks up in Jersey and the New York area. That is a big show. That is the largest highly attended show in a consumer dive show in the world is Beneath the Sea in New Jersey.
A lot of people show up for that thing.
There's a few. But they're very dedicated divers up there. I really like going up there, and they're very friendly, despite the fact that they come up to you and sound a bit aggressive at times. They, you know, for us, you know, Florida folk, we're a little bit more laid back.
And please understand, it's a part of their vernacular, but when they ask you if you want to swim with the fishes, it is not always the same thing that we might mean by swimming with the fishes.
You don't want to take them up on that.
Yeah, well, you know.
Scuba boy, you want to swim with the fishes?
And they do that on purpose there, and it's a way they
greet. You know how you get away from them, though, if you feel like you need to just duck out real quick?
What's that? What do you do?
You point over their shoulder and go, hey, isn't that Derek Jeter?
Okay, I'll try that.
When they turn around, haul ass.
Okay.
I can't believe Bruce Springsteen is here.
That's a good one, too.
Well, it is at the Meadowlands, so, you know, Bruce could show up. You know, I've always wondered if they get many celebrities that show up at these things.
Besides you.
Yeah, of course. Because this year at the Long Beach show in California, they're talking about having some celebs. Believe it or not, Leonardo DiCaprio.
That last name is pronounced DiCaprio.
He's been dabbling in some Save the Shark efforts. We know Jessica Alba's done that in the past.
Hello.
Is DiCaprio still trying to get into Alba's pants? Is that still
what
he's up to?
You know what's funny? Every time you mention her name, I have to go, hello. Doesn't matter. I could be sleeping in the next room. You go, say it.
Jessica Alba.
Hello.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, starred in my favorite dive movie.
And his third favorite fantasy.
Which was
Into
what?
The Blue.
Oh, Into the Blue. Okay.
That's my favorite diving movie.
It is.
Awesome.
What the hell is wrong with you?
The best dive movie there.
No, that is, that's actually
pretty. My
favorite
dive movie Leonardo DiCaprio was in.
Titanic.
Titanic.
Good one, Bill.
That's exciting. Yeah.
It wasn't that good.
The diving part was very cool with those little submersibles.
That's true. Yeah, and actually a lot of those folks that from the movie Titanic attend Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. They're from the Jersey, New York area. The Explorers Club
the
is based
up there.
The old
lady with the medal?
Well, the Explorers Club, the National Geographic Explorers Club.
Yes.
And that's based up
is
in New York.
Is that like the Mile High
and
Club?
They, I don't know.
No, it's very much like the Adventurers Club that used to be open down in Pleasure Island.
Yes, it is, actually. It is kind of. But like James Cameron, he's shown up at Beneath the Sea before, but ironically avoided my presence.
His brother Dickie Cameron.
Yeah. But my point is, you never know who might show up at the show.
Sister Cameron Diaz.
Kirk Cameron.
We are going to be situated right up at the front of the show this year. By the entrance and exit of the show. Usually we're right by the entrance, so we get everybody and you know, shake hands, kiss babies,
so
or shake babies and kiss hands. On their way in, but we don't usually get them on the way out. Now we're going both ways. All right, more coming up.
Hello.
Stay close.
You said it.
Jessica Alba.
Hello. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
In almost 16 years of doing Scuba Radio, it took today for me to realize why Bill, the producer, loves scuba diving so much. And that is because CJ and I just learned that he wears his shoes just like he wears his scuba fins. There is no left and right.
There is no left and right.
There's only shoe.
So you're saying they're unisex.
No, I'm saying there's no left or right in a fin. You can put it on your left foot or your right foot. It doesn't matter. And a lot of people, that's actually a common question. Hey, is there a left? You put your left foot in the left fin and right? No, there's no. It's just a
fin. Just like drumsticks.
Correct.
Pick one.
And evidently that applies to Bill the Producer's footwear. He just shared that with us during the commercial break that he's wearing a dead man's pair of shoes that he found at the local gym. But not only that, that they are two right feet. And he's wearing them
today. So
that's
why he dances so well.
Yeah.
If there are two left feet, forget it.
He refuses to wear pants. However, he will wear two right feet or two right foot shoes. What is up with that, Bill?
I love these shoes.
You just they look nice. I mean, you know, if you're a homeless person. No, I'm not. They look fine. I mean,
they're probably reasonably expensive shoes. They're Bass, but.
Yeah.
I found them in a locker.
Yeah. Have you smelled them? Yeah, exactly. You found these.
It smells like a dead guy. I found them in a locker at the gym.
Yeah.
Smell like a locker room in here.
And so I
checked the locker for like a month to see if anyone was going to take them. They were in the same locker. I moved them for 3 days, moved them back just to see if anybody was out looking around for shoes or if they didn't check them or what it was.
Right. Well, that's fair.
And finally, after a month, nobody took the shoes.
No, wait a minute.
And I said, Bill, it's been a month.
What about
taking the shoes?
Maybe they use them in the gym when you're not there.
But if I moved them, then they wouldn't know they were there.
Oh, how far did you move them, like where you wouldn't be able to find
lockers.
Them?
I moved them three lockers.
That's not enough. He's like,
You need to post signs on telephone poles. Lost shoes.
Now, I'm telling you, there's some guy.
Contact Bill, the producer.
There's a guy at your local gym right now doing squats with
barefoot.
Yeah, that's just a terrible, terrible thought. I can't believe you did that to someone.
And he's sliding all over the place.
Shoes.
He's walking in circles.
it's sad, but
I love these shoes.
I know times are tough, man. But at least Bill's feet are covered. He was wearing no pants, but at least he has two right shoes.
He's got to have his priorities.
Yeah. You know, you can't make this stuff up, but I appreciate you sharing, Bill. Now, in your security, he's like looking at us like, why the hell did I tell these guys this?
I don't mind this.
You don't care.
This is the least embarrassing thing I've done this week, is tell you guys about my two right shoes.
I love it. The least embarrassing thing. Oh, God. Yes. Well,
you're going to get a corn or something.
What?
You're going to get like a blister on your foot.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because now, do you also wear two right socks?
Exactly. Good point. Great observation, CJ.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. So, sometimes you learn things about our crew here on Scuba Radio that you probably wish you didn't know, and we wish that we didn't share. But sometimes you just have to.
You just have
to get it out. It's a release kind of thing. And you know, that's kind of what next weekend will be in New Jersey. When we're at Beneath the Sea, it's an opportunity for all the divers up north. You know, they're kind of just starting to come out of the, you know, winter doldrums up there in the northeast. And Beneath the Sea.
You're going to thaw them out, Greg.
We're going to bring a little Florida sunshine up there, hopefully, and warm them up, or at least get warm thoughts in their heads with a nice-looking mermaid there on display.
All your hot air.
Yeah, all the hot air that will be blowing their way.
Coming out of your mouth hole.
Maybe. And others.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be a great event. We're going to do the show from Beneath the Sea next week. If you want to be a part of it, make sure you get there early, because we're going to be recording the show Friday afternoon. So it's open Friday like 5 o'clock to 9, and then all day Saturday and Sunday. And we got the liveaboard trip to give away from Explore Ventures. We have products from Dive Silver. We have Tiki Toss games. We have all kinds of fun. And of course, the Scuba Cowboy would be there performing live in the lobby and throughout the weekend all week. And I'm going to be checking up on some new GoPro stuff. I got three new GoPro cameras, and some of the exhibitors specialize in camera filters. So that's one of the things that I'm going to be looking at, to get a underwater filter for my GoPro camera. What are you looking at me like that for, Bill? He's like, you got this smirk on your face. Like, yeah, right.
Actually, the smirk was because I know you have three GoPro cameras because they've been spread around the studio today.
Oh, yes.
Trying to film.
Yeah. Well, if you would have told me about your shoe thing, I would have had one shooting down and getting a Bill's toe cam going today. But we didn't have that capability. But, yeah, I need an underwater filter for my GoPro camera. Actually, GoPro's coming out with their own version, but I don't think it's out yet. That's what I got to find out. But I know the camera, underwater camera folks are going to be, you know, displaying their wares and a lot of GoPro accessories for divers there at Beneath the Sea. And obviously, some there's some new gear from Oceanic I want to check out as well. They got a couple new products that they're going to have on display there at the event as well that I think could come in handy. The Buddy computer, Buddy Dive computer. Have you heard of this, CJ?
No.
It's a little clip-on dive computer that you could use in a pinch or use it as a backup. Just a small little module, clip it to your BC, and you got a backup computer, or you got a very portable computer that you don't have to wear on your wrist. You just, you know, clip it on, forget it kind of
Excellent.
Thing. Yeah. So all kinds of cool stuff. It. We'll be talking about that and more next week at Beneath the Sea. Do not miss it. Be there, and you will have a ball, and maybe live a, you know, maybe win a liveaboard trip from Scuba Radio and Explore Adventures. All right. Well, that'll do it for this week. For Bill, the producer's two right feet. And CJ, myself, remember, it's always better where, gang?
Down where it's wetter. Come on,
everybody.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.